While despite the unseasonably cold weather we've been having of late, there are definitely signs of spring and early summer around us. Barry Madden, Let's Talk Nature writer, has been buzzing with excitement at the prospect of one type of visitor appearing in his garden. Here's Tony to reveal all.
Oh, what a glorious thing to be, a healthy grown-up busy, busy bee, filing away the passing hours, pinching all the pollen from the cauliflowers. I'd like to be a busy, busy bee, being just as busy as a bee can be, flying round the garden, the sweetest ever seen, taking back the honey to the dear old queen. Honey bee, bzz, if you like, but don't sting me.
Now that we have longer hours of daylight, more of our local wildlife will be stirring, with bees in particular becoming active on warmer days. You may well be surprised at the number of bumblebees you can find locally. It's quite possible that up to 10 species of social bumblebee can be found in the average suburban garden, although identifying them isn't always straightforward. But that doesn't matter. What matters is that they are there and taking advantage of the habitat we offer them. During March and April, newly awakened queen bumblebees will be busy seeking out nesting sites for this year's colony. She will seek out a fresh nesting chamber, quite often underground, in an old mouse burrow, where she will store nectar and pollen to feed herself and her offspring. She lays eggs, fertilized the previous year, that hatch into workers who gather more pollen and nectar to feed the later broods. Towards the end of summer, new queens and males are produced which mate with bees from other nests. As winter approaches, the old queen and the males die, leaving the newly fertilized queens to seek shelter and hibernate. Once spring arrives, the following year, the queens awake and the cycle begins all over again. Last year, during the spring lockdown, I was able to record several species of bumblebee in my own garden. I was particularly delighted to discover a nest of white-tailed bumblebees in an old nest box, in itself an unusual nesting site for that species that prefers nesting underground. Since this was at eye level, I was able to observe that everyday activity at close quarters. With the aid of a small torch, I was able to peer into the nest where I could see wriggling larvae being tended to by the adults. I didn't do this for very long, though, because there was always an irate guard on duty who admonished me with flailing legs and a loud buzz. As with all things nature, bees have their fair share of adversaries. Chief among these are other species of bee, namely cuckoo bees, which are kleptoparasites that act much in the same way as their avian counterparts. Each bumblebee species will have its own species of cuckoo bee, the females of which will infiltrate the host nest and lay its own eggs therein. Sometimes they destroy the eggs of the host, sometimes they will leave them as food for their own offspring. They will even sometimes kill the host queen and effectively take over the colony. Other parasites, such as small flies, will lay their eggs in bee larvae. Mites will infest adults and spread disease, whilst various nematodes and viruses take their toll. And then, of course, birds, wasps, mice, and spiders will put pay to countless numbers during the season. With all this to contend with, the last thing bees need is human interference. But sadly, various chemicals used within the farming industry and in our gardens are, put simply, lethal. The use of nicotinoid pesticides is a disaster for bees and insects of all kinds. You would think that by now, in our 21st century, we would have found other ways of controlling pests that do not have the knock-on effect of killing everything else in its path. No wonder, then, that bees are declining rather alarmingly. But we can all do our bit to help. Bumblebees are harmless insects and are invaluable as pollinators of our fruit, vegetables, and flowers. If you want to encourage bees, the best thing you can do is to fill your garden with nectar-bearing plants which flower for as long as possible during the year. You can also encourage them to nest in your garden by gathering some moss and placing it under a shallow, hollow under a paving slab. Leave a small entrance hole and you may be rewarded with being able to watch the antics of these lovely insects at close quarters during the summer. But of course, it's not just bumblebees that will visit your patch. There are many smaller species of smaller bees that zip around largely unnoticed. There are mason bees, carpenter bees, leafcutter bees, nomad bees, mining bees, and plasterer bees, and others. Sounds like between them they could form a pretty comprehensive building squad, doesn't it? I put up a couple of hotels last summer and was so excited when some leafcutter bees started building nest chambers after a couple of weeks.
Thank you, Tony.
To be a good bee, one must contrive, for bees in a beehive must be hive. But maybe I wouldn't be a bee. Bees are all right when alive, you see. When bees die, you really should see 'em pinned on a card in the Mookie Museum. Honeybee, honeybee, if you like, but don't sting me. Honeybee, honeybee, I must buzz off. If you like, but don't sting me.